Follow me. These are words that Jesus speaks to us today. I wonder how I might have responded. I can imagine saying, "Can I get back to you in a week?" If I don't have something else scheduled, if I can finish a couple more items on my to-do list, then I'll follow you wherever you want me to go. I can imagine Jesus saying to me, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." In today's gospel passage, Jesus has challenging words for three would-be disciples. To the one who offers to follow him anywhere he goes, he says, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To the one who wants to attend a parent's funeral before following Jesus, he says, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." To the one who wants to become a follower but simply wants to say goodbye to family and friends, he says, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." These are words that knock us back a step or two. How can we apply them to our lives? How do we interpret them and share them with friends and neighbors, most of whom are just as busy and committed as we are? It is helpful to remember how this gospel passage began. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus, aware of his fate, begins moving towards Jerusalem and the cross. This is the turning point of the gospel. Everything he does from this point on will contain in it shadows of the cross. Jesus is aware how important this mission is. He wants his followers to be aware too. It will be dangerous and demanding, and unless they are committed, they will never make it. So he teaches them, "You think having a home is important? Following me is even more important. You think burying your father is important? Following me is even more important. You think letting your family know where you are is important? Following me is even more important." Jesus is trying to teach his listeners that there is nothing more important than the mission he is about to address. For those who believe in him, there is nothing more important than being faithful and following him in this mission. Not homes, not parents, not friends, not even family. This gospel lesson cautions us to take stock of all that God has chosen to share with us as blessings, and to make sure that they remain just that, blessings from God, intended to strengthen and encourage us, not distractions from the ministry God calls us to accomplish. The Indian Jesuit priest Anthony de Mello says that following Jesus means waking up. He tells a story which he heard on Spanish television about a father who knocks on his son's door. "Jaime," he says, "wake up." Jaime answers, "I don't want to get up, Papa." The father shouts, "Get up, you have to go to school." Jaime says, "I don't want to go to school." "Why not?" asks the father. "Three reasons," says Jaime. "First, because it's so dull. Second, the kids tease me. And third, I hate school. And the father says, well, I'm going to give you three reasons why you must go to school. First, because it is your duty. Second, because you are 45 years old. And third, because you are the headmaster. Wake up, wake up. You've grown up. You're too big to be asleep. Wake up. Stop playing with your toys. Anthony Mello, the Mello, spent his life as a spiritual guide helping people wake up to the possibility of living a fuller spiritual life. This is the point of today's gospel passage. Jesus is trying to wake us up to the possibility of living a fully aware and responsible life. Today's gospel calls us to rise above our lowered expectations to achieve something heavenly and special. Jesus uses hyperbole typical of rabbis of the time to wake up three would-be disciples to do something heroic. We are not meant to take Jesus literally about neglecting one's duties to bury one's father or refusing to say goodbye to one's family. There are numerous other times in the Gospels when Jesus speaks about honoring father and mother and keeping the Ten Commandments. No, Jesus' confrontations with the would-be disciples are intended to wake them up and disturb their ordinary ways of thinking. I would like to close my sermon today with a prayer from the great Trappist spiritual teacher Thomas Merton, who gives me great consolation and encouragement in my efforts to wake up to Jesus' call. His prayer goes this way: My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire for all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Amen.